issues of life are like shadows that no one can run away from. It is no respecter of race, culture, status, and gender. So you got to brace up to face the man behind your mask.
Okay, you gotta brace up to face the man behind the mask. That's what's up. You know what I mean? Doesn't matter how high the mountain seems to be, you gotta keep yelling at it till it leaves you. Life is deeper than the ocean, different people, different culture. Follow Jesus, he's the savior, he's the holy one from Zion. No more crying, wiping tears. You don't have to be this bad, the devil's job is to make you fear. But with the panic crisis, yeah, the world is really darker. Only Jesus is the lighter, everybody is a fighter. But with Jesus, you'll be winner. This is real life issues, and nobody got an excuse. We've got to rule and stop to go, we love to stop, we fight.
This is real life issues with Papa.
We were born to build a substance, but we lost it, but we're fighting.
Fight for your life. Fight for your destiny.
You gotta fight, baby.
You will win.
You were born a winner.
We are born to win.
You're a champion.
That is it. Hi. My name is Abba Ogban. Welcome to Real Life Issues. It's good to have you around. How are you doing? I hope you're fine. Okay. All right. Today is good to come your way again with a wonderful and beautiful topic that will help you. This topic we are going to be discussing about today has to do with rejection. Rejection. Have you ever had that feeling of rejection? Think about it. Probably you have in one way or the other. So you're going to be hearing from my brothers. Okay. They are also going to be sharing their experiences on how they were rejected and how they were able to manage it. Most of us don't have the strong will to manage the feeling of rejection. So that is why we have to talk about it today. Rejection is common. Anyone is prone to being rejected, but how you manage it determines the outcome. Let me share a little story with you. I heard of a guy who fell in love with a beautiful lady. All along, they were good and there was nothing wrong with their relationship. And eventually, something went wrong, and the lady said she wasn't going to be in that relationship any longer. The guy begged and begged and pleaded, but the lady said no. And nobody knew what exactly was the reason. What happened was that since the guy couldn't help it and couldn't manage that feeling of rejection, he committed suicide and died. A very handsome young man. So it could happen to anybody. And that's why we are coming up with this topic today. So don't think that if you're rejected, you're not good or you're not the best, as it were. It might be in your office, it might be amongst your peers, and all of that. Let me cut the long story short in order for my brothers to also contribute to this topic. I want to welcome them. You'll be hearing their voices. I will introduce one of them here. His name is Brother Innocent. He's a wonderful guy. I call him Pastor, though he's a dynamic man. He's a man that I've learned so much from. You're welcome, sir.
Good afternoon, my listener, and I believe you will be blessed.
Thank you very, very much. You will definitely be blessed. So the next person here is Brother Moses. You're welcome, sir.
Hi, good afternoon, listener. How are you doing?
How are you doing? He just said, how are you doing? Well done. All right. The next person is Solomon. You're welcome, sir.
Good day, listeners. Today is a very beautiful day. I want to discuss a very crucial topic titled rejection. I believe, if not all, most of us have been rejected in one way or another. So I think we're going to discuss on how to handle rejection. So stay tuned and be blessed.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to be discussing on how to handle the feeling of rejection. Okay, let us look at what rejection is. Okay, so what is rejection? What is rejection to us?
Rejection can be likened into so many ways. It can be feeling unloved, feeling unappreciated, or feeling unwanted. So rejection is a big issue. So it's not only boils down to relationship. It can be in a family where you are like the black sheep of the family, where everything you do is not appreciated by anyone. So rejection is feeling unwanted. So I want to just put it that way.
Okay, feeling unwanted is actually the feeling of not being wanted. Have you ever felt not being wanted by somebody? So today you're going to be hearing different opinions as we get. Our podcast is peculiar because we have to share our personal experiences, what we have been through, and how we're able to come out of it. We are not perfect. We are still on the process. Okay, so I want you to also gain from us today and try to make it a part of you to accept the fact that anyone can be rejected. So let me start by asking us, have you ever been rejected, Brother Moses? Okay, let me hear from you.
Yeah, everybody has been rejected in one way or the other. But I think what happens is how you manage the rejection. You know, rejection no doubt leads to frustration.
Okay.
It leads to depression. You want to go over the blue, you know. But how you manage it determines what comes out from it. For example, two kinds of people. The first set of people are the ones who turn their rejection to a fortune. I've heard of someone who, because of the rejection that happened in his life, became a great person. And the other kind of person is, you know, rejection, you know, taking them 6 feet. You know, so it all boils down to how you're being able to manage rejection. Everybody has gone through it. Nobody is perfect. Even our Lord Jesus Christ in his hometown was rejected.
Okay.
You
yes,
know?
Yes.
And I believe one of the characteristics of him becoming a great man was because of the fact that he was being able to manage, you know, and no, these people are rejecting me, you know, see. And they also, so what happens to the management is what really matters. Everybody will go through it as long as we are concerned. Everybody will go through it. People will step on your toes. There will always be no. There will always be no. There will always be no. Every day has a no in it. You know, but what happens to how you manage it is what really matters. Thank you.
Okay, everybody in one way or the other has had a no. So how you manage it determines what happens to you. You'll hear from our brother here. So what do you have to say on this?
As he has rightly said, everyone in one way has suffered a rejection. But the management is what determines, you know, every action triggers a reaction. So however you manage what comes to you determines
what the result will be. Rejection is something that someone must suffer in one way or the other. It might be either relationship, as my brothers have rightly mentioned. It might be seeing you as the black sheep in the family. It might be even in the pursuit of educational pursuit and career pursuit. A lot of people suffer as rejection. So, but the way you manage what comes to you is what matters. It is not what will come to you. Anything can come, but the way you manage what comes to you is what matters. Talking about how you manage
rejection.
How you manage rejection. One of the way to manage rejection is you having a focus. It's you having a focus. When you have a focus and someone rejects you, you will know that you have a better focus and you have where you are going to, and the person that rejects you doesn't have any this thing as the final say in your life if you are going to do this thing. So one of the major things is your focus. Even when Jesus Christ was rejected, as you mentioned, one thing that helped him out was he knew where he was going to. So he knew he doesn't have to waste much time there where he was rejected. He started pursuing his purpose. So a rightly defined purpose will help you to manage rejection well.
Okay.
So the point there is just the first thing I would like to say about the management is your focus. Where are you focusing on? Then if anything comes in that is contrary to what where you are focusing on, as or where you are going to, or where you are heading to, then you will know it's just a form of distraction. You know how to get rid of it.
Thank you very much. Brother Solomon, we're still expecting something from you. Do you have something to say?
Handling rejection is easier said than done. I must confess, because one thing about rejection is it makes you dwell in what people are saying about you. By the time you are rejected once or twice, before you know, you start becoming a crowd pleaser. You want to please people so that you won't be rejected again. And fighting it is one thing, and overcoming it is another. You can sometimes you see people dwell in their rejection, and they start suffering from self-pity. They start looking down themselves, and they start doubting their ability. But if you have this at the back of your mind that people that rejected you don't understand where you are going to, that's why they rejected, because they can't buy into the kind of person and the potential you have in you. So I believe once you start having that thought that, okay, this person rejected me because he or she or the family did not see the good in me. So you just try. You try until you make it. Makefa, they tried to create electricity until he succeeded. A lot of people tried. So one thing about rejection, people that succeeded, people don't know about their rejection. They don't know that they succeeded. One success can outweigh 100 million rejections. That's what people don't know. But if you stand in one position and start dwelling on self-pity, oh, I've been rejected, oh, I can't go further, before you know, you start magnifying that rejection. It begins to outweigh your potential. So it's a big issue. And like I said, it's very easy to say, okay, I've been rejected, let's move on. Onto the next. It takes a lot of creativity and purposefulness for you to have that kind of mentality that, okay, I'm moving on, I've been rejected, let me just try other places. But when you are rejected, I believe once you are rejected, just do a self-evaluation of yourself. Okay, what did I do wrong? What did I get it wrong? Those people, do they deserve my loyalty, or do they deserve my trust? That they, by the time you do that, you know what the next step to say. So when you're rejected, self-evaluation is very important for a man.
Thank you very much, Brother Solomon. I appreciate your point. It's actually true. You have to evaluate yourself. Rejection does not actually mean you're not good at what you attempted to do.
That's it. Not as if you were not good, but it's just for you to go back and say, what else can I add up? What else can I do to be better off and that to be accepted? Okay, what will you say to those who don't even try at all? These kind of persons have the fear of rejection. There are people like that. They have the fear of rejection, the fear of being rejected. So they don't even try at all. So what will you say to such persons?
Now, this one will take me to experience. I, as a person, I can't see a leader and just go and meet her because one, some see it as a defense mechanism. Let me use that word because they don't want to be insulted. They don't want to feel embarrassed. So instead of trying that thing out, they rather avoid it. So for, in the case where you see a lady that you like, but in your subconscious, you feel that if this lady should reject me, I've ridiculed myself in front of her. So for you not to ridicule yourself, you don't try at all. Whereas you might not know the mind of the lady in particular. Sometimes they just think somebody that just walk up to them. I'm just talking of in terms of relationship now. In other things like family now, where you have your own dream to pursue, but instead you chose to pursue the dream that your father had for you. Before you know, you end up becoming miserable. You just find yourself in a field that you don't love, and when you don't love, you can't give your best. So that's another fear of being rejected, because you don't want your father to disown you, or maybe because he's a wealthy man, so you are tying your future around a particular wealth, so you don't want to feel rejected. You just, okay, let me do what pleases this man. You don't want to do what pleases you. So in a case like that, I, as a person now, it's still a battle. I'm still struggling to come at it. Sometimes what will give you confidence might be something that you may not think of. So you just have to build your self-confidence if you want to overcome that fear of rejection. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Okay, you want to say something?
Yeah. What I'd like to say is that the fear of rejection or being rejected is the beginning of downfall. You know, I grew up to be a dancer. I could go to other streets for competition and bring back trophy. You know, I danced a lot when I was very young. And at that point, I loved singing. I just loved, you know, standing in front of people and holding the mic to sing and people are happy. I just loved that atmosphere. So I began training myself little by little. And there was just three guys in church then. They were like the king of music then. They sing, people know them so much. People recognize them so much. Anytime they sing, they are always, you know, giving applause. So there was a meeting in church, actually, a youth meeting, and we invited someone to come over to train us then. The brother looked at me, I was like, what's your name? I said, my name is Moses. I like your posture. Can you come and sing for me? Then I came on stage to do a freestyle. Now, these folks were there, this king of music, they were there. As I held the mic to sing, you know, there's a kind of a mocking sound that people brings out whenever they're trying to look down on you. You know, they were like, they were making some funny noise, some funny sound, you know, trying to make just of me. At that point, I was like, God, oh, I can't take this anymore. I had to walk out of that room. I was so depressed. Later I came back and I was like, sir, I'm sorry for walking out on you. I felt rejected. That was what happened. I said, no, and you don't ever feel like this. If you keep doing this, you will fall, you won't amount to anything. You know, at that point, I took it on myself that no, I'll make sure these guys beg for me to sing with them. And, you know, and that was the beginning of it. You know, it wasn't so long. These same people came to my house begging me to join them in ministry. Because what that man told me made me go back to my closet. I was always on the on the road for rehearsal. I rehearsed 24/7, you know, to the point where if they don't see me in their team, they are not complete. So it all boils down to how you interpret rejection. Okay, the beginning of being rejected, if you allow it, it leads to downfall. You know. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. When you allow the feeling of rejection to stay, it leads to downfall. Know what you said? Somebody said something that assumption is the lowest form of knowledge. Somebody said it, and it's true. Do you know that, or do you understand that people who have this fear of rejection always dwell in that world of assumption? Have you ever found yourself in that situation where you just keep assuming? Like he said, Solomon said, he sees a lady that normally he's supposed to walk up to and ask, oh, I want you to be my friend or something. But because he dwells in that wall of assumption, he couldn't walk up to the girl. Okay? So what the feeling of rejection does is it makes you dwell in that wall of assumption. Okay? We will look at the consequences. But let me hear what my brother here has to say. Brother Solomon.
Praise the Lord. Whether you like it or not, you take a step or you don't take a step, it won't change the opinion that people have towards you. If you please crowd, you don't please crowd, they'll just use you to their own advantage, and it won't change their opinion towards you. It won't make them like you less or like you more. Now I'm going to tell a story about myself. When I was in secondary school, at least then I was brilliant then. So if I went to a public school where you have like 70 people in a class, settings like that. So if you should choose in my set top 3 best student, I was part of those 3, at least, if not one, but at least top 3. But I had friends, male friends, I didn't know that from his friends, because I had some girls I really liked then, my vice captain. But I couldn't tell her, because one thing about rejection is it makes a situation very big for you to handle. So a lot of girls are like, I just feel like I can't meet them. So recently, in the last 2 years, we met on Facebook, and we're just talking about the old days in school. And she was like, that was the superstar in school there. And inside of me, I felt like a nobody. But from my own side, she said she was thinking that I'm too high for her to, that I can't even think towards her like somebody I would like to date them. But deep inside, I was like, no, this girl passed me. She's bigger than me. So we are having the same feeling. That's where assumption comes in. I was assuming on her behalf, not knowing. She was like, most girls in school there, they like me, but I was too strict. I wasn't strict. I was just putting on a defense mechanism. I was just being that face that so that people would not know my weakness. That's what rejection does. If you're being rejected one way or the other, and you don't want to go through that process, you start living some fake emotion. Let make people see like someone that is strong, whereas you are not. So you don't make people to see that your weakness, because you don't want to feel exploited. So that was how I felt. So a lot of ladies in my school days that I've met were like, Solomon, a few way that a lot of are like me, that I was even afraid to approach. In fact, if I want to approach a lady, it's as if this anointing of fear just come on me. I remember the school I went to after I left the private school I went to. So I think after a year there, I was known there because then too I was good. So a student from another school came that I want to know this alone. They say he's good. Her name was Ruth. So she came straight for me. She went, she saw me. They say this alone. Like, why is this one coming to meet me? So because of fear, and sometimes one thing fear makes you do is it makes you to take some actions. They are unconscious, you just react instantly. That when you don't do it, you just be like, oh, did I just do this? You feel embarrassed. So before you know, that fear begins to grow because it's making you do things that ordinarily you won't do when you are yourself. So she approached me like, are you so me? I was just stammering. I couldn't say a word. I don't know what they told her about me. So she wanted to confirm whatever they told. So she came, I was just stammering. I was fidgeting. I was, in fact, from my aunt, I was having this reflex action. I was just shaking her. It was very funny. I didn't laugh, but I didn't know I was doing that. Actually, I did not know because I was having a nervous breakdown. And once you have some part of the body just be reacting to a particular thing.
So you were giving a continuous handshake.
Yes, I was giving a continuous handshake. So when I finished it, when we finished, so she went to meet my friend, like, this your guy was just doing anything. I don't even understand. I didn't even understand what he was doing. He was just shaking me. My hands were turning red. So it was the next day I was told that, oh boy, you want to shake this girl to death? I was like, what did I do? I didn't know what I was doing. So they were not telling me. They were telling me that you're just shaking that. You didn't lose anything. That's the fear. So I believe that time it wasn't because I don't have anything to say, but because I was trying to impress the lady, because truth be told, she looks good, beautiful. So I was, in the process of me being cautious, I ended up making more mistakes. So rejection will make you, when you make you to be cautious, and when you try to be too cautious, you end up making that mistake that you're hiding from. You're scared of. So, from my experience, rejection is.
So, do you not have a girlfriend? We want to know, do you have a girlfriend?
Thank you for listening to this point. Please tune in for the complete episode next week, okay? So please do well to drop your message. Do well to reach us, and we will be glad to hear from you. Thank you. Bye.